She sleeps, a pale girl in a white room. She doesn't hear the machines that beep and whir around her. She doesn't feel the touch of Miriam's hand, or notice as the nurse leaves the room. The pale girl doesn't hear or see or feel a thing. But she does dream. She walks along the beach. Her alabaster skin is kissed golden by the sun, and her flaxen hair streaked almost white. Now the butter-yellow orb is setting, melting slowly into the sea. There's a faint breeze, and it casts shimmering ripples across the water, crusting the tops with foam. Isabella loves the beach, but she isn't supposed to be here. She's supposed to be at her violin lesson, every Wednesday after dinner. On Monday it's vocal coaching, and Friday it's piano. Her mother tells her she has a special talent for music. She's helping her achieve her potential. But sometimes it feels to Isabella as though her mother is squeezing the joy out of the very thing she loves, like a lemon in a juicer. At least the violin lessons are out of the house. In her teacher's small seaside terrace, she plays better there. The only reason her mother agreed to it. Miriam, their housekeeper, drops her off and picks her up afterwards. Yes, they have a housekeeper, and a cleaner, and a gardener. Isabella knows that she is privileged. Her father made a lot of money. And, when he died when she was just a baby, he left it to her mother. They live in a big house with acres of gardens, and her mother likes to believe that she gives her only daughter everything she could ever want. Except, of course, the one thing that any 14-year-old really desires. Freedom. Isabella understands why her mother worries about her. Her father died unexpectedly. Her mother is afraid that she might be taken from her too. So she tries to build walls around her daughter, to keep her safe. Beautiful walls, but that doesn't stop them being a prison. So, sometimes, Isabella seeks small moments of escape, like this one. Mr. Webster, her violin teacher, is away for 3 weeks' holiday. She hasn't told her mother. After school, she let Miriam drop her at the small terrace as normal. And then, she came to the beach. Isabella never feels lonely on the beach. Even as summer ebbs away, there's always life here. Dog walkers, families packing up their picnics for the day, couples sauntering hand in hand. And the beach itself, alive with the lapping waves, the restless pebbles and the impatient cawing of the seagulls. Although the beach is mostly shingle, there's sand right at the water's edge. Isabella likes to take off her shoes and socks and walk along the shoreline, letting the waves lap over her feet, feeling the sand suck at her toes. She can't bring a towel, so she'll sit on the wall at the edge of the promenade to let her feet dry. Sometimes she'll make musical notes in the small pad she keeps in her violin case. Melodies inspired by nature. Finally, she will walk along the beach and collect pebbles and pretty shells. She has to be careful to hide these when she gets home, in case her mother realizes she's been here. At 7 o'clock, Isabella knows her time is coming to an end. She glances up. She can just about see her house from here, perched high on the cliffs, in the distance. She knows her mother will be sitting, on her own, in a huge living room waiting for her. She sighs and traipses slowly back up the beach, treasuring her last few moments of freedom. The seagulls caw goodbye. The waves whisper farewell. Shh. Shh. She spots something, glinting white amidst the brown pebbles. A shell. She crouches down and picks it up. It's a beautiful pink and white conch shell. You hardly ever saw ones this big and unbroken. Isabella checks that it's empty inside. Satisfied, she tucks it into the pocket of her hoodie. She glances at her watch. 6:50. She needs to hurry. She trots up the steps to the promenade. Cars line each side. The last of the day trippers, perhaps enjoying a coffee or fish and chips in one of the cafes that line the other side of the road. She takes the shell out of her pocket, unable to stop herself admiring it one final time. She remembers something Miriam said. Hold a shell to your ear, and you can always hear the sea. Miriam is full of funny sayings like that. Sometimes Miriam can be a bit strict, but Isabella knows there's a different side to her. When she was little, Miriam would bake with her in the kitchen, creating sweet little fairy cakes and giant fluffy sponges. Whenever her mother was feeling too tired, it was Miriam who would play hide and seek in the gardens or read to her on rainy afternoons. Now she's older, Miriam sometimes lends her the twisty thrillers she keeps in her room, rather than the literary tomes her mother prefers her to read. Their little secret. Isabella smiles. She raises the shell to her ear and steps into the road. The sea roars inside her head. Perhaps that's why she doesn't hear the roar of the car's engine.